When you are seated with some refreshment of your choice, I will tell you that after Priam's shave, back at their little house off the high street, just at the end of lunch, over the last stage of which they usually sit a long time, Alice gets up quickly in the midst of her Stilton and, going to the mantelpiece, takes a letter therefrom.
I wish you'd look at this, Henry. It came in the Morning Post.
It seems to be about Cahoon's Brewery Company Limited. Yes, I saw something of this in the FT. Yes, but this letter's signed by a firm of solicitors. Bring me that newspaper, dear.
What's it about, then?
Ah, here it is. There's two columns of it. The chairman was called liar, humbug and rogue, by Jove. The chair replied, the extraordinary depreciation in licensed property, no dividend at all on the ordinary shares of the company, should be grateful for previous years of a steady 15%. This was hopefully just a temporary dip. Alice, how much have you got in Cahoon's?
All I have is in Cahoon's, except this house. Father always said there was nothing like a brewery, and he left me 250 shares, and all I know is they bring me in £150 a year, as regular as the clock.
Well, the fluctuations of Cahoon's ordinary shares during the afternoon means it looks like you've lost about £1,000 in half a day, my dear.
But they've always brought me in £150 a year.
Well, beer has failed, so not any more.
Oh, Henry, who would believe that beer would fail in England?
Well, bad management and indiscreet purchases of licences at inflated prices. Well, that's what's done it, no doubt.
Well, I'm glad that Father isn't alive to have seen this. Oh, Henry, I think I need to sit down.
Yes, 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 you must, my dear. Yes.
What are we to do? Suppose you went up to the city and saw Mr. What's his name? The one who wrote the letter.
Me?
Oh, no. Well, as they're my shares, perhaps I'd better go myself. Yes, I'll go on my own. Don't you worry.
Well, yes, if you think that's best, my dear.
And after washing up, Alice departs. As Priam sits at the table after Alice's departure, suddenly, money acquires urgency in his eyes. It is most disturbing. The sensation of wanting money and not being able to obtain it causes him to reach a great critical resolve, and he stands up and furtively leaves the house. Now, follow him out of the public house and turn to the next scene to see where he goes.